श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी, कॉन्साइज कमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद गीता बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 5 फ्रॉम वर्स 13-26 ऑन सांख्य योग विच मीन्स डिसिप्लिन ऑफ नॉलेज विथ इट्स फ्रूट। Chapter 5, Verse 13. Sarva karmani manasa sanyasyaste sukham vashi navadvare pure dehi naiva kurvanna karayan. The embodied soul, whose senses and mind are under control, mentally renouncing, which means through discrimination, all actions without a doubt, rests happily in the self, in the city of 9 gates, neither acting nor causing others to act. Comment. By making a relationship with Prakriti, which means nature, one comes under the influence of modes of nature, avashi, which means helpless. Refer Gita chapter 3 verse 5. And he becomes the doer of actions happening in Prakriti. But when he shakes off the assumed relationship with Prakriti, then he becomes Vashi, which means independent. Being independent, now he does not become the doer of any actions. It is a fact for certain that the actions are happening in Prakriti and there are no actions done in the self. Consciousness or the self neither does actions nor becomes the cause for the actions to happen. Chapter 5, Verse 14. Nakartritvam nakarmani lokasya srajati prabhuhu nakarma phalasam yogam svabhavastu pravartate. The Lord determines neither the sense of doership nor the actions, nor does he create a link of actions with their fruits for the mankind. But it is the individual nature alone, which means svabhava alone, which operates. Comment. Like the self, the Lord does not inspire anyone to perform actions. The man is independent to perform actions. The sense of doership, action and attachment to the fruit of action, it is not God's creation, but it is the man's or the embodied soul's own creation. Hence, renouncing the relationship with these also is the responsibility of the individual. Out of ignorance, the individual assumes the relationship with Prakriti, which means nature, and he becomes a doer of actions, and by linking with fruit of action, he becomes happy or sad. Chapter 5, Verse 15. Nadatte kasyachit papam na chaiva sukratam vibhuhu ajnanena vritam jnanam tena muhyanti jantavah. All pervading Lord acquires neither sin nor the virtue of anyone. As knowledge is enveloped by ignorance, hence beings get deluded. Comment. The omnipresent consciousness does not become the doer or the enjoyer of good or sinful actions, but due to ignorance, only the individual or the jiva becomes the doer and enjoyer. It is not the case that jnana, which means knowledge, is ever not existent. Even the word ajnana, it is not an indicator of absence of knowledge, but it indicates incomplete knowledge. The bookish knowledge is incomplete knowledge. Incomplete knowledge only gives rise to pride of knowledge. But with the complete knowledge, pride disappears. Therefore, giving importance to bookish knowledge is ignorance at large. By giving importance to bookish knowledge, one does not turn towards the true knowledge. This is what is meant by veiling of jnana, which means knowledge, by ajnana, which means incomplete knowledge. Chapter 5, verse 16. Jnanena tu tadajnanam yesham nashitamatmanaha tesham adityavajnanam prakashayati tatparam. But for those whose ignorance has been destroyed by true knowledge, which means discrimination, that knowledge, shining like the sun, reveals the Supreme. Comment. By giving importance to Viveka, which means wisdom, ignorance is destroyed. With ignorance thus gone, the Viveka, or discrimination, transforms into knowledge of reality. Elimination of ignorance becomes possible by giving importance to Viveka. It cannot be achieved with practice. With practice, the relationship with Prakriti still remains, because without the help of body, practice is not possible. The experience of reality is not possible through Jadata or Prakriti, but it is possible only by breaking the relationship with Jadata or unreal, which means Prakriti. Chapter 5, verse 17. Tadbuddhayas tadatmanaha tannishtas tatparayanaha gachante punaravrittim jnana nirdhuta kalmashaha. Those whose mind and intellect are wholly merged in God, who remain constantly identified with Him, and having finally become one with Him, their sins having been wiped out by wisdom, reach a state from which there is no return. Comment. Whenever mind, intellect are engaged, there the self also gets engaged. This is human nature. Therefore, when mind and intellect are in God, then the self also is in God. Refer Gita chapter 12, verse 8. When the self merges with God, then the ego is eliminated, which means knot of ego with the self is broken. With the ego gone, all vikara, which means modifications of mind, are eliminated. Because all vikara, sins, mental anguish are resting in ego only. With the absence of ego, aspirant gets absorbed in the spiritual discipline, and the discipline merges with the objective of the aspirant. Then there is no entity left except God. After reaching this stage, the aspirant is not subject to the cycle of birth and death. The reason is that God is fully present at all times and places after reaching Him. Question of coming back to the cycle does not arise. Chapter 5, verse 18. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastini shunichai vaschapa kecha pandita samadarshinaha. The sages or the wise men look with the same eye on a brahmana endowed with learning and humility, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a pariah, which means an outcast. Comment. Generally, the ignorant people cite this verse to mean to have the same conduct or behavior towards all. But this verse says samadarshinaha, which means same sight, but not the same behavior, which means seeing with the same eye and not behaving in the same way towards all. Even looking from a gross point of view, it is impossible to behave in the same way with a cow, an elephant, a dog, or a pariah, which means an outcast. The difference in behavior among all these is a must. For example, worship can be only performed to a Brahmana endowed with learning and humility and not to an outcast. Just like only cow's milk is drunk and not that of female dog. Just like an elephant rather than a dog can be used for riding. Just like it is a must that we treat each limb of the body differently, but in pleasure and pain, we treat them equally. In other words, pleasure in a limb is our pleasure and pain in a limb is our pain. We do not tolerate when any of our limbs are in pain. In the same way, the behavior with all must be appropriate to the situation. But in their pleasure and pain, we should have equal vision. Chapter 5, verse 19. Ihai vatarjita sargaha yesham same sthitam manaha nirdoshami samam brahma tasmad brahmani te sthitaha. Even here in this world, those whose intellect is established in equanimity, they have conquered the whole world in this very life, which means they have attained liberation, because Brahma or God is flawless and equal in all. Therefore, they are established in Brahma. Comment. How to recognize the great man who is established in the realm of God? His intellect is in equanimity, meaning that he does not have the modifications of mind, such as pairs of opposites, likes, dislikes, pleasure and pain, etc. He whose intellect is situated in equanimity, he should be considered as a Jivan Muktaha, which means a liberated soul. Chapter 5, verse 20. Na prakrishyet priyam prapya nodvijet prapya chapriyam sthira buddhir asammoodah brahma vid brahmani sthitah. He whose understanding is firmly established, undeluded and free from doubt, rejoices not on obtaining what is pleasant and does not get perturbed on meeting with the unpleasant. That undeluded, intelligent man with a steady mind, a jnani, knower of Brahma, lives eternally in identity with him. Comment. The great liberated soul is aware of pleasant and unpleasant encounters coming to him, but in his so-called Andhakarana, which means mind, intellect, ego and memory, there are no modifications such as likes and dislikes, pleasure and pain, etc. Being aware of these modifications is not wrong, but accepting these modifications in him is wrong. With the knowledge of Brahma, ego or the individuality is completely gone. With ego being gone, the knower of Brahma does not remain, only Brahma remains. Chapter 5, verse 21. Bhagya sparshesh vasaktatma vindatyatmani yat sukham sa Brahma yoga yuktatma sukham akshayam ashnute. When an aspirant is unattached to external contacts, he attains sattvic happiness in the mind. Then, having completely identified himself with Brahma, which means God, he experiences eternal bliss. Comment: when the attachment to beings and objects of this world goes away, then the aspirant finds pure sattvic happiness. When he does not even enjoy sattvic happiness and does not get contented with it, then he experiences continuous and steady happiness. Since pure sattvic happiness belongs to nature or prakriti, so it is of temporary nature. But steady happiness remains ever constant. This continuous happiness is the joy of liberation. Chapter 5, verse 22. Yehi samsparshaja bhogah dukkha yonaya evate adyanta vantah kaunteya nateshu ramate buddha. O son of Kunti, referring to Arjuna, the pleasures born of contact with sense objects are only sources of pain, for they have a beginning and an end. Therefore, no wise man takes delight in them. Comment: all the pleasures of the world are in contrast with pain only. No pleasure stays forever. Supposing if worldly pleasure could stay forever, eventually that would turn into pain also. The reason is that worldly enjoyments do not have the power to give pleasure forever. The lasting happiness is possible only in the uninterrupted relish from liberation only. It is a rule that the outcome of every single worldly pleasure is pain. The worldly pleasure is of the nature of coming and going, while the self ever stays the same. The worldly pleasure is not a companion of the self. Therefore, a discerning spiritual aspirant neither rejoices on obtaining what is pleasant nor becomes unhappy on a meeting with the unpleasant. On enjoying the worldly pleasures, one gets tired, but with spiritual joy, one gets rest. The worldly pleasure is attained with the help of the instruments, such as senses, mind, and intellect. And spiritual happiness does not require any of these instruments. On feeling sleepy, man lets go of even the greatest of worldly pleasures and sleeps. As he wakes up from deep sleep, all his tiredness is gone. He feels rested and refreshed. If he does not sleep, he will become crazy. This really means that one cannot live without letting go of the worldly pleasures. Chapter 5, verse 23. Shakno tihayvaya sodhum prak sharira vimokshanat kram krodhod bhavam vegam Sayuktaksa Sukhi Naraha. He who resists the rushing impulses born out of desire and anger and overcomes these before giving up his body, he is a yogi, which means a liberated person, and he is indeed a happy man. Comment: the spiritual aspirant following the discipline of yoga of knowledge should immediately resist the modifications of mind due to desire and anger, and should not perform any action following these impulses. Refer Gita chapter 3 verse 34. As soon as the impulses of desire and anger come, he should abandon them. But if the rush of desire and anger are not resisted right at the outset, then one is compelled to engage in action under their influence. Refer Gita chapter 3 verse 36. When an aspirant is not under the spell of desire and anger, in true sense, he is a yogi. He who is a yogi, in fact, is truly a happy man. Chapter 5, verse 24. Yonta sukontararamaha tatahantar jyotir evayaha. Sayogi Brahma Nirvanam Brahma Bhuto Dhigachati. One who finds happiness only in God, who rejoices only in God, and is illumined in God, experiencing oneness with Brahma, that Sankhya Yogi attains liberation or Brahma Nirvanam. Chapter 4, verse 25. Labhante Brahma Nirvanam Rishaha Kshina Kalmashaha Chinnadvaida Yatatmanaha Sarabhuta Hiterataha. Those holy men whose mind, intellect, and the senses are under their control, whose doubts or dualities have been dispelled, whose all sins have been washed away, and who are delightfully engaged in promoting the welfare of all beings, such discriminating aspirants attain beatitude of Brahma or Nirvana Brahma. Chapter 5, verse 26. Kama krodha vyuktanam yati nam yata chetasam abhito Brahma Nirvanam Vartate Viditatmanam. For those Sankhya Yogis who are freed from desire and anger, who have subdued their minds, and who have realized the Self, for them the beatitude of God or Brahmic bliss pervades on all sides while living in this body and after leaving the body. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.